time certification. So normally what we do is every 2 weeks, Carlos sends us a spreadsheet showing the hours that he's worked each day and under which way it's coded, that sort of thing. Do we have a motion to continue that, or do we want to try something else?
Kathy, do you remember the procedure, please?
Yes. The current method being used for the director to submit his personnel activity report to the Board of Commissioners is that the director submits his PAR via email to the entire board for their review. It is an automatic approval unless a question or concern is raised by a commission board member. This is the procedure that was recommended by state personnel.
Thank you, Kathy. So
I motion to keep it as is.
Okay, we have a motion to keep it as is. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to keep it as is. We will do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous vote to continue doing the process for the executive director's time certification, the same as before. Next on the agenda is discuss and act on the approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. Kathy, do you want to explain the current process?
Yes. Currently, supervisors manage in-state travel by getting itineraries from staff and reviewing them on an ongoing basis. However, staff is not required to check with their supervisor every morning to get an okay for in-state travel, as this would not be manageable. Discussion was held with administrative services to determine how the agency could comply with the law regarding in-state travel. Administrative services recommended that each year the Board of Commissioners would have a motion to pre-approve travel that is related to the purpose of the staff person's position. Then they also suggested that the board would make a motion that NCBVI, Board of Commissioners, approve all employee in-state business travel and or out-of-state business travel within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska in any adjoining state, which relates directly to the provision of services to a client, i.e. employer visit, medical appointment, service referral, employment interview, etc. All other out-of-state business travel is approved if granted. Granted approval by the executive director of the agency. And the motion would be in effect until the next Board of Commissioners a year from today.
Okay.
The next May meeting.
Thank you, Kathy. We have a motion to continue to approve these as we've done before, or?
So moved.
So moved?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to continue with the blanket approval of in-state travel and for out-of-state being approved by the executive director. The roll call vote, Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is a discussion on how to move forward with staff survey. Comments from the board regarding this. I know I made contact with some people at state personnel to try and to discuss what to do with this. The main question that they had is kind of what we're using the survey for. My understanding is that we were talking about using it to assist in directly with the evaluation of the board of, or the executive director. However, the problem with that I see is it's very hard, especially since there are only a small number of the staff that have direct contact with him on a regular basis. It'd be very hard for that to be completely anonymous. Another avenue is to use that survey to kind of gather like an idea of where it's felt that the direction could be going for the next year. But any comments in regards to that? From the board, anyone?
I guess I'll make a comment. This is Cheryl. I know that in years past, we've had a survey that was done. I was an employee of the agency at the time the last survey was done. I don't remember, because it's been several years ago, a lot about the survey, but I think one of the things that we will be looking for if we do the survey is, you know, the general idea of whether or not employees feel like the agency is in the right direction, if there are problems that are not being addressed, and of course if there's good things that the agency needs to keep on doing. It does affect indirectly, I think, the director's performance in that, you know, if an employee comes to their supervisor with an issue, then the supervisor would have the responsibility of dealing with that. It may go on up to the director depending upon what the issue is, you know, but I think it kind of gives an overall view of how the agency is performing according to, you know, what the employees think about it. So as far as an actual survey, I did take a look at the survey that was done before. I think it was provided to us, and it was a few months back. So it seemed to me like it was a pretty decent survey to get an idea of what employees thought. Now, if we're looking at something a little different, something that's related more with the director's relationship, say with supervisors and such, then we might want to look at something different. But as Brent says, since the agency is so small, it's going to be hard to keep things anonymous. So that's my comment for whatever it's worth, and if anybody else has anything.
I will just add that when I first came on the commission board, oh my word, a little over 4 years ago now, time flies when you're having fun. It bothered me because it seemed like one-sided to just have his self-evaluation. Not that I felt the agency was doing a bad job or anything, because I think it's important to know the good stuff. And in Carlos's self-evaluation, he expands it not only to self, but, you know, what's going on within the agency and all the work he puts in, which is, I'm glad it's him, not me. I think basically my thinking on the survey is to just be assured that things are as they seem. And I would extend it to the employees, not just the small, directors and supervisors, you know, because I think that all the staff has a right to give us feedback if they want it, you know, want to. It's not at all going to be mandatory that they fill out a survey, but, you know, if they really have something that they want to convey to us, I think there needs to be a vehicle for them to do that.
So when this whole conversation started, it was in direct correlation with Carlos's evaluation. Carlos, can you expand on for us, or explain to us, how the evaluation process is for the other staff of the commission?
Sure.
We are regulated by state personnel, so they want us to do evaluations in two main areas. One will be in the SMART goals, And the other portion is like the self-evaluation that I do for you, which by the way is how my evaluation started with my predecessor, you know. Dr. Van Zandt checked with state personnel, the previous board checked with state personnel. So that's how it was decided. That's what we used to do with staff members too. But in the past few years, they added the smart goals. They want to make sure that we do the smart goals. So again, they suggest 2 to 4 smart goals. Some folks do 2, some folks do 4, some wants to do 6. But in general, it's based on the staff member, they do their evaluation, and the supervisor interacts, agrees, and works on those areas. For my situation, I guess it can be the same, you know, the goals. And the goals can be maybe based on the survey we do to staff members. If there are some areas that you feel I need to focus, and I also feel I need to focus more, those can be the goals between you and me agree upon those goals. Now, with the state personnel and the way we're doing evaluation with our staff, the first year, we don't have goals to evaluate them. That's what happened with a lot of our folks. Because you come, and together you come up with the goals, but where are the goals from the previous year when we're just starting the last couple of years? So in my situation, if you want to move forward with the same way we're doing with our staff members, we can do the surveys after you decide what kind of questions are there. It's sent to the staff members as soon as you agree, keeping in mind that to agree on the survey, you need to wait until the next meeting, or call for a special meeting if you want, just to approve those survey questions. I encourage to always check with state personnel because they do always check with lawyers and so forth. Working with the state is tricky because everything we do in writing has to be run by lawyers to protect the state. And in this case, you are appointed by the governor and they also want to protect you. So once the surveys are done with the staff members, then you will have a tool to take a look at what kind of goals I should put together for my next evaluation. Is there anything else you want me to add from here, or do you want to talk more about what I mentioned so far?
I have a question. Does RSA provide a... my question is, does RSA provide or require some a goal or standard
yes.
for the agency? Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah. Thanks. As you notice in my report, I mentioned that we submitted our portion of the combined state plan. On the combined state plan, we need to put what are the expectations for the performance outcomes. And RSA has to agree with that. We negotiate that. And then by the end of, I think it's each year, now it's each year. In the beginning, they had to wait for 2 years. But now, they send those reports every year, and there is a way also to start checking at the polls of how we are doing, because that report also comes every 3 months, I believe. So yes, we can have that data.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I also wanted to add, when we are talking about some of the questions that Cheryl, you read, state personnel also came up with a survey a few years ago and didn't require but encourage all state employees to fill out the survey because they wanted to enhance how the state was doing. And it was a lot about, you know, morale and treating people with respect, moving forward and different things. Well, I think it was very good. So what Sarah Watson did as part of her job is use those questions, and she put it in a way that we could use it for our agency. Again, those are recommended by state personnel. So she can send it to you too, and you can look at those questions, the questions you have from the previous commissioners. Use one or the other, or a combination of both. Those tools are there.
Thank you, Carlos. Any other questions, comments from the board?
No. Mr. Chair, if I may just ask one last comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as you work on the survey, what experts always advise is keep in mind what is the goal, what is the purpose of the survey. And as you're looking at the questions, deciding the question, okay, do that fit with this goal, with this purpose? So that's the main thing.
Thank you again. So, I guess the first question I have the board is, do we want to incorporate these SMART goals into Carlos's evaluation? And if so, we would need a motion.
All right, a motion to include the SMART goals in the evaluation.
Okay, we have a motion to include the SMART goals in Carlos's evaluation. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to include the SMART goals in Carlos's evaluation. We'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well, Cheryl.
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay. Next thing is, I'm assuming, do we want to use the staff survey that we've been talking about to form those goals? Do we have a motion for that or not?
I'd like to see Sarah's.
That would be the next thing that I would say that we would, we were wanting to do a survey to form those, then we would look at Sarah's and make a decision on the next meeting if we use those. So, do we want to use the
2013
those a survey to form those SMART goals? That's, I think, the question at hand at this instance. We have a motion one way or the other?
I'll move.
Move to?
To use the survey, if I'm understanding correctly, that Sarah has to help develop the SMART goals for Carlos's evaluation.
Okay.
Is that what we want?
After the survey.
I would say just use a survey.
A survey, then I'll amend my motion.
Okay. And then to use, to look at Sarah's between now and the next meeting and decide whether or not we want to use those. So, do we have a second for that amendment to motion?
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay, so the carried that we use a survey to form Carlos's SMART goals. So we'll want to be in touch with Sarah to get her survey and to look at that and see if we want to use it like Carla said, I would advise that whether we use hers or form our own, that we do get input from state personnel, as they will make sure that everything's nice and legal and everyone's backside is protected. So, any other questions, comments, concerns regarding this? Okay. Next item on the agenda is vote to enter executive session. So do we have a motion to enter executive session so that way we can do Carlos's evaluation?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Again, do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Can you note the time, please?
It is currently 11:03, so we're going into executive session. So if you could ask everybody other than the board and Carlos to step out, so that way we can, you know, discuss things with